Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How do you do? I do well. How do you do, Jay? You doing all right, Jay?
Jay's
doing
well.
Fine. I can tell.
Thank
yes. You. All right. You're welcome. It's the Good Day Program. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Thought for the day, here's something. This is a way for you to learn. We're all here to learn, right? We're all, I have several different expressions, like we're all here to help, all here to learn. You can learn also by looking at flowers. Look at the flowers as they, and trees and things that grow as they angle toward the sun. As a farmer, I get that. And I wonder how many do. How do you think about, or do you give thanks for that which is the most powerful thing, the most powerful thing, other than perhaps the power behind the sun or the power behind whatever, you know, the universal power, if you will. Think about the fact that we wouldn't, you know, the sun. And how I love going down the streets, and I was driving down Sunset Boulevard on Monday, and the trees, the palm trees that are there, they all angle toward, they just, there's a little bit of an angle, you know, toward the sun. It's just very telling.
It's really cool, yeah, and you think about it, like look at even Venus and Mars. If we were too close to the sun, we wouldn't be able to survive. If we were too far away from the sun, we wouldn't be able to survive.
Right, exactly. And so when you think about that, think about solar panels and what they do and how they help to improve without having, doesn't cost you anything really, right? Other than setting the solar panels up, it doesn't cost you anything to get that energy from the sun. Wasn't it a few weeks ago we were talking about some car that was powered by a solar panel? And one wonders out loud, okay, will that work? Can that work? Well, sooner or later, somebody will make that sort of thing work. So think about that as you give thanks today for whatever it is you give thanks for, and however you give your thanks. Thank heavens. There is a very interesting phenomenon. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but I said to you just before we went on the air in this hour, how much attention has been paid to the lady, remember the Diamond and Silk duo, two black ladies that were very, very, very supportive of Donald Trump, and one of them has died. It is like there's some big celebrity. Not that we ought not to acknowledge anybody or everybody who has, but it's just the news media has made such a phenomenon out of this lady's passing and them as well. There's a warped sense of whatever is important here. The place that we all have a place, right? A place in the sun. If you want to go back to what we were just talking about, we have a place in the sun. So I find it, this is an observation. That's all, making an observation that this whole business about her dying and her death certificate and what, good heavens, right? Here's a theme, or actually, there are a couple of theme parks that have been in the news this week that I thought was kind of the Splash Mountain thing, closed at Disney World, Jay.
Yeah, well, we knew this. All of this was going to be happening, and they had been discussing for years about, okay, it's time to probably get rid of Splash Mountain. We will replace it with something else. And we knew that the, what's the princess, Tiana, that something along the lines of
Tiana
was going to...
Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So you're a big... The reason I go right to you is because you're a big Disney person, Disney World, Disneyland. I know you love going there. I'm not a Disney fan. I don't... This kind of stuff, I think it's a big ripoff. They call it the happiest place on earth. If you talk to people that work there, most of them are miserable. But at any rate, and then you could say, well, Stephanie can find something bad in anything. How can you find anything wrong or bad at Disney World? Well... That's just that there's too much Folks, I think the idea of it is great. The idea of having people go and have a day of fun, but it's like $375 for the day for the family. It's a little on the expensive side, but they're there to make money, no question about it. They're not there to make you happy. They're there to make money for the corporation. Anyway.
Well, that's most of how most of the like Universal Studios.
Oh yeah, same thing.
All of that. It's all if you buy one ticket or one day pass or whatever versus a season pass. The season pass, it's like if you go three times, the ticket's already paid for itself, or the season pass is already paid for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you like it, you like it.
Most people aren't getting season passes unless you actually live near the area.
Yeah. Speaking of Universal, the Waterworld stunt performance, where a live Sea War spectacular, somebody that was working there was hospitalized. The confirmation from Universal, a performer with one of their show vendors was taken to the hospital because of the performance. So what they fell off of, this is, you always wonder when you see all these things.
Top one of the attraction towers.
Yeah, it's dangerous stuff.
He didn't come out like he was supposed
mm-hmm.
to.
Yeah, it just isn't. All right, speaking of all of these, we're talking about the West Coast and Universal Studios and Disney World and stuff. Big earthquake near Malibu, 4.2 on the Richter scale. Let's see, this was about an hour or so ago, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just happened.
Yeah. The quake, however, was too small to trigger any, tsunami. It just is something that would wake you up.
Yes.
Probably a little
it was just
shake, rattle, and roll.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But these things, people say, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. No, it isn't. It's just the way the earth is. Why don't we get smarter about all this stuff? And maybe it's because the news media sensationalizes all this stuff. Back to the death of Diamond or Silk or whichever one is. What's appropriate, I guess, these people are private companies, all the news media, so they get to decide what it is that they will talk about, what they will tell you, what the information is that's around.
Whenever a cause of death is revealed, it always comes back into the news. Like we saw with mm-hmm. how often were we talking about Anne Heche with all of the different updates.
Right.
Leslie Jordan, whenever that we just spoke about him again recently because there was the finalized update of
right.
the cause of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but what would we talk about here? If it wasn't, this is called News Talk Radio. We talk about what's going on in the news. Okay. Yeah, given that we maybe ought to refine that a little bit better or figure out how we find the news. I talk about the fact that I have like 14, 15 different sources that are open in front of me all the time. And I can grab here and I can grab there and you can all do the same sort of thing. The thing that makes these programs interesting is the take. My take, Jay's take. Your take, if you want to share it with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Share! We're here as a vehicle for public expression. And so when I say what I do about things like the earthquake, it's because that's what I feel. It's information about something that happened, and then is it overkill? Is it aimed at making you feel good or feel bad or scared or full of fear? Is it just information? This, in this circumstance, is just information. But then the Los Angeles Fire Department goes on alert. They're in earthquake mode. There are 106 fire stations in Los Angeles County. And so they're all now out surveying damage to see whether or not houses are safe. Whether there is this, there are lots of things. Malibu is one of the most beautiful places. Maybe I'll just couple it with going up and down the coast of California is one of the most wonderful experiences. If you ever are looking for a way to enjoy a good ride for a couple of days, start down in San Diego and just drive up to Santa Barbara. Just go along the coast, go up to PCH.
It is really pretty.
Oh, my God, it's fabulous. It makes you think that all's well even though when I was driving up to PCH on Monday, the remnants of the storm, the rubble and the dirt and the rocks and stuff that are still along the side of the road, you know what? That's part of living there. That's part of you're going to enjoy that beautiful scenery. The Pacific is called the Pacific because the word Pacific means peaceful. And the Pacific Ocean is peaceful most of the time. Far fewer storms, even though this year people will question that a little bit because there have been a lot of storms because things change a little bit from year to year. El Nino, La Nina, but the coast is much calmer than the East Coast. Think about it for a second. Hurricanes, although there have been hurricanes down by the Baja in the last few years, but not the kind of wild hurricanes. So we all talk about what our crosses are to bear. In the Midwest, tornadoes. As a matter of fact, this week, the tornado season seems to have gotten off to a nice start. A lot of wild and woolly stuff down in your neck of the woods or where you used to live, Jay, and south of there. Across as the storm went across. There's actually a couple of storms this week that are trailing sort of in a north-northeasterly direction. We're going to get some more snow here in New England probably tonight and tomorrow. And then, again, back to the weather, how much snow will we get? The other day there were like 3 inches. And schools shut down, public facilities shut down. I can remember going to school in a snowstorm when I was a kid.
Yeah, uphill both ways, right?
Somehow or other, I knew that was going to come. Right. I knew that was coming. But, I mean, were we hardier then? Are people more concerned at the least little thing? And does that come about because of the fear that's instilled in us? We're not, possibility of 3 inches of snow, so it snows an inch. You mean to tell me we can't deal with an inch of snow?
Well, like up in Boston, that would be kind of shutting down the city for an inch.
If it's
snow,
Dallas, right. Yeah. Yeah. If it's Dallas, where you are in Cleveland, snow off that lake. No big deal.
We hardly ever had snow days because we had all the salt and everything, but there would be a threat of snow the following day in Nashville, and the whole city shut down.
You need, like the Girl Scouts, to be prepared, right? It's 18 after. This is your day.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming January 26th. Only on Peacock.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, spray fans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's birthday time, 23 after the hour, on January the 25th, here on the Good Day program. So you're wondering who's celebrating birthdays. Well, I could give you a list of people who are listening to the Good Day program. We're having a happy birthday. Isn't it interesting how people oftentimes show up in various ways so that you can go through the experience of having birthdays with friends and family? Oh, I forgot that birthday, right? I always forget Jennifer's birthday, which I think is next week. Yeah, isn't it? Next week? I think it's next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now. Okay, mm-hmm. So there it is. And I'm sure I'll forget your birthday, so happy birthday in advance in case
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, who else is having a birthday? Willie Nelson. Guess how old he is. I'll tell you in a moment. Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about. There's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DS. Great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
On the road again.
Woo-ha!
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes, sir.
Life I love is making music.
Music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. You know, that's the actual truth. The reason he wrote this song is because he is the happiest when he's on the road. And at 90 years old, this guy continues to entertain. He loves to be on the road with his friends. Mm. And so they have an all-star two-day concert at the Hollywood Bowl. This may be something I would like to take in. Frankie, I've never been. Jennifer and I are always talking about this. My children are, because my children who live in L.A. go to the Hollywood Bowl all the time. I have never since 1993, I've been spending winters in Los Angeles, never been to the Hollywood Bowl once. So now we have the Texas troubadour himself, Willie Nelson, celebrating with an all-star two-day concert at the Bowl.
He's been around for 6 decades.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. So he's going to have his pals Neil Young, Chris Stapleton, Lyle Lovett, Miranda Lambert, Roseanne Cash, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, they have a lot in common.
they've done some stuff together. Casey Musgraves will be there. Then you also have Ziggy Marley and Tom Jones, Jones.
Tom Jones.
It's going to be a lot of fun. If you are interested, Doug, pre-sale tickets start today, and then general public sale go on Friday.
So what do you have to do to be in? How do you do the pre-sale thing? What's the secret to being successful? I'm never any good at that. If you feel like maybe sticking your nose into it to see how it works.
Yeah, a lot of times the pre-sale stuff goes to their fan clubs for artists. So you'll just want to go to his website, join his fan club.
Yeah, really. I should be a member of his fan club because I've been to a number of the Farm Aid things and supported the Farm Aid. Actually, I should call that lady that runs Farm Aid who is here in Boston. It's interesting. People always find it sort of curious that Farm Aid is run in Boston by a local lady. But, yeah, okay. That's a good one. See, why didn't I think of that? That's why one of the many reasons that you're here. Good idea. So those of you who are fans, though, this is something I'm sure that there will be a recording of this. Somebody do a TV special on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially all of these entertainers are going to be there. And the money will go to some good cause. So, happy birthday to Willie Nelson, 28 past the hour, and happy birthday to you, if today is your birthday, from the folks here at Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. And he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hundreds were mourning in Monterey Park, California, as they gathered for a candlelight vigil on Tuesday night, honoring the lives lost. Resident Anna Say shared her emotions.
It breaks my heart, and I have friends that lost people in this shooting. My aunt lost somebody in this shooting. My friend lost somebody in this shooting, so it's not right.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in California today to address the increase of mass shootings in the Golden State. Microsoft said it was investigating reports of outages to its services, including Teams and Outlook, with thousands of users globally reporting that products were not available. The company said in a tweet that it has identified a networking issue and was working to troubleshoot the next steps. Former President Trump, President Biden, and now former Vice President Mike Pence have all been found with top secret documents they should not have in their possession. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Okie dokie, now 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I highlighted the fact that it was, it's Wednesday already. It seems like Tuesday because Monday I wasn't here. And that's how, you know, there's a Monday holiday. People tend to carry one day into the other day, the next day. So, Jay, don't let me get lost. Don't let me forget. Make sure I'm present.
I'm already living in the end of the week. Like yesterday, all
day.
Wednesday, I went through Thursday.
Really? Oh, my heavens. All right, so let's see. Looking around the world, the announcement, this will be something I talked to Ken Kronhaus about this week on his Hour of Good Day Health. The fact that if you are older, 60 plus, and you walk 6,000 steps a day, it'll lower your risk for cardiovascular disease by a huge amount. So you have one of those Fitbits. How many people have? I have one of them, and I can't say I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, there's the Fitbit, if anybody has pretty much any smartwatch will do the same thing, like
right,
Apple Watch,
trick.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. All right, so keep walking, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving. That's the way. If you want to hang around and enjoy your life, enjoy your freedom, enjoy the colors, enjoy the things like driving up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, wherever the beauty may be close to you, enjoy your children, your grandchildren, all that stuff, just keep moving. Walk, 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 walk. That sounds like an old Disney sign. Who's the leader of the club? Walk, 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 walk. Remember, you can put those two together, right, Jane?
Who is the... There is a character, Waka Waka. Who is that? What am I thinking of?
I'm not sure. That one I don't know. I was just thinking of putting that to music of Who's the Leader of the Club? Faithful You and Me. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. I was putting the walk, 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 walk to that music. Okay, so those of you who've never heard that before... There's something new for you. Here's something.
Foxy Bear is who I was thinking of. Thank you, James.
James
Bear,
is okay.
Yes.
Right. Woman in Brazil welcoming a special bundle of joy. How'd you like this? All of you ladies who have had babies, how would you like to enjoy the birth of a 16-pound baby? 16 pounds. When it's time to give birth, I remember, let's see, my son weighed 6 pounds, 7 ounces, my daughter 9 pounds and 2 ounces. This woman has had 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 27 years old. Oof. Wow. What kind of an experience has that been?
Yeah.
So they had a cesarean. Hello, there is no news there.
Well, and full-term babies are typically born weighing around 6 to 9 pounds. So 16
yes.
pounds.
Yep.
Goodness.
According to the American Pregnancy Association, the majority of full-term babies, as you just said, are in that birth category. So if you're weighing more than that, health risks galore for not only the newborn, but the mother as well, right? This is the, in Portuguese, baby gigante, right? Which means big baby, giant baby. There's a lot of pictures of this in social media. Guinness Book of World Records weighing in. The heaviest baby to survive infancy, born in Italy in 1955, weighed 22 pounds.
Right?
Whoa!
Well, yeah, a higher birth weight can lead to increased health risks for the newborn, like you said. So the heaviest mm-hmm. baby to survive infancy, 22 pounds.
Bunga bunga. Woof. How about them apples? All right, for those of you who are interested in wringing your hands, I have a couple of good ones for you. The first one is about Mike Pence. If there's anything that has been overblown on both sides, it's been this nonsense about classified documents. In my humble opinion, this is the biggest red herring, the biggest waste of time. So... Mike Pence has got classified documents. So Joe Biden had classified documents. So Trump had them. And then people say, well, the other side made such a big deal. Well, so consider the source.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care unless you just don't like Joe Biden? It isn't that I don't like Joe Biden. I just think he sucks as president. But then, as far as Trump was concerned, for different reasons, I thought he wasn't a good president. But that's, you know, that's my read on it. And so all this color that comes about, the association, Joe Biden, okay, so he's got some of these in the trunk of his Corvette. He is, so how has the country been harmed? I want somebody to show me what's damaged in the running of our country. What'd you say,
well,
Jay?
I think that's the question, exactly what you're saying. But also, the difference, too, is whether or not classified information was taken and kept and, quote-unquote, declassified by a president, which is allowed, versus a vice president at the time, which it goes with Biden and Pence. But at the same time, the more that this comes out, the more people that are getting caught with classified information, or, quote-unquote, caught with classified information, I agree, the less newsworthy this really is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So maybe I'm going to invite the FBI to come to my house and see if they can find some classified documents here. So I can get lots of coverage in the news media. People say, what does this guy do for a living? He hosts a nationally syndicated radio program. Oh, maybe we should carry that on our station. How about that? Maybe I should do that, right? I'll plant some stuff here and there. I've got boxes of records up in the attic. So maybe we should just call the FBI and have them come look through my attic. How about you? Well, you're moving.
No,
all your stuff's in there.
I'm not part of this conversation anymore. Everybody can just... I'm going to mind my own business.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so how did the FBI go to Joe Biden's house or Mike Pence? I guess Joe Biden said, look, I've got these records. I'm going to turn them in. And then so under the circumstances here, what's the reason for them going to Mike Pence? Because they went to Joe Biden's. So now let's go check out Pence. Apparently he had some that were inadvertently boxed up and moved to his house at the end of the Trump administration. Okay, so what?
Mm-hmm.
So
were
what?
Were they looking willy-nilly? Were they, did somebody say, hey, here's a tip or whatever?
Put things
there's,
into perspective.
There's just some mass audit happening at this time.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a lot of hoopla about nothing. All right, so now let's talk about leadership a little bit. I've never been a fan of Kevin McCarthy as long as I have been witnessing. And it's not like he's been that much of a discussion topic for, you know, he's just kind of floated to the surface a few years ago as the head of the Republicans, at least in title, in the House of Representatives. So now, okay, after 15 votes, he gets to be the Speaker of the House. Yay, yay, yay. Big deal. So he's the Speaker of the House. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi wielded a lot of power inappropriately. She was a horrible Speaker, and she was there in that position, what, two, three times over the course of her political career, and her one-sidedness, her unobjectiveness. The Speaker of the House, even though a party, you know, in power is supposed to have its most potent person in charge, in this case, McCarthy is weak. That's why it took him 15 votes to get in. The Republican Party is eating its young, which it's famous for doing. And so now we have the latest fiasco with McCarthy kicking Democrats off of various committees. And then somebody stands up yesterday, a representative from Indiana named Victoria Spartz, opposing what McCarthy is trying to do, which is kind of cheeky in a manner of speaking, although certainly there's no love lost on my part for Ms. Omar from Minnesota and Adam Schiff from California and the other guy, what's his name, Swalwell. Another bunch of, they're all a bunch of big gas bag phony balonies. But now we have all of this stuff. This lady, Ms. Spartz, says it's a charade. And it is, basically. The lady from, I sound like I'm in Congress, right? The lady from Indiana speaks, right? The lady from Indiana says that this is bread and circus. And it is. It's a circus. Where is the work being done? I mean, there are a couple of good things that did happen, actually, once he became the Speaker. But, you know, the business of the people. How is it so? I just assume never see Adam Schiff in Congress. I think he's a horror show. And the same with Oman. And I don't know that much about Swalwell. I probably should look into him a little bit more. I'm sure Jennifer would have lots to say about him. But, again, McCarthy is from California. All this attention paid to the people that are from California about there's bad blood between all of them. Schiff is a big, as I said, a gas bag. McCarthy is a gas bag. And Pelosi was a gas bag. All these people use their positions, because they wield the power, to be kind of childish, petty, if you will. So McCarthy has, as Speaker of the House, the power to keep members off of whatever panel and whatever committee he wants to. And so the special authorities that he has, so who's he going to pick? Some moderate Democrat, because he's got to have Democrats. One more Republican than Democrat, because that's the way it shakes down right now. But there's a very slim, what is it, four people, how many votes do they have? Four more Republicans than Democrats, I think, something like that. So, you know, that sways the number of people who are on these committees, how many Democrats, how many Republicans, sways outcomes and votes. And anyway, so the reason when McCarthy is asked, or even if he isn't asked, but, you know, you can put two and two together and still come up with four, the reason he's doing it is because that's what the Democrats did. Oh, they did it. We're going to do it. We'll get them, because the Democrats kicked off some Republicans. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of them from various committees. But that's because of their incendiary rhetoric. I mean, hello, Marjorie Taylor Greene, knock, knock. But the other, I mean, the other side of it is that certainly Ms. Omar has been guilty of plenty of incendiary remarks, and so is Adam Schiff. So, okay, is this fair turnaround? Is fair play? Grow up, you people, and get the work done, or we ought to fire all of you.
Yeah, hit the control.
Good God. Yeah, exactly. All right, so, yeah, they keep going back and forth. Speaker Pelosi took unprecedented actions to remove these two without proper due process. Yeah, she did a lot of things, changed the rules, things that were completely not in the public interest. McCarthy could be the bigger person here. Not that he shouldn't, I'm going back to it, because Schiff is the gas bag. And what does he do on that committee? All he ever does is talk about Trump and how bad the Republicans are. What does he do in terms of the work he's supposed to be doing? His assignment is, or all the people that are assigned to different committees, their work is to focus on what the committee is all about, not go off on some toot about what a bad guy Trump is or how bad the Republicans are. Grow up and grow a pair. Maybe that's it. Here's something that I think comes from the Grow a Pair Department. The government yesterday announced a lawsuit against Google. I think this is actually something to talk about. Lawsuit brought by the Department of Justice accusing Google of monopolizing digital advertising technologies. Gee, you think? Duh. Folks, when you look at Google's anti-competitive practices, those two little worms that run Google and what they've done, they are anti-competitive. They muscle everybody. Look at, you don't have to go to advertising. Look at how they run Gmail or any of the Google things.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and this is the second antitrust lawsuit that they filed. The first one was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well, they deserve all the bad press they get and all the trouble that they're in. That would be my read on it. 48 after this. Good day.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's now 53 after the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's time now for farm food and family items. Today we celebrate National Fish Taco Day, Jay. Fish tacos, that lightly battered, mild white fish, deep fried. It's kind of yummy. I had a, oh, it's inside, delicious. Usually a corn tortilla. Tortilla has a lot of cabbage in it and sometimes maybe a sauce in it. Sometimes people put salsa in it. It was made big on the Baja Peninsula. That's where sort of this thing started. Legend has it that the owner of a local taco shop in the coastal town of San Felipe wrapped some battered fish fillets in a warm toasted tortilla and topped it with some mayo sauce, and that was how it was born.
Oh, brilliant.
Fish tacos. So in 1983, with the help of this guy's family, he opened the first coastal grill near the beach in San Diego, a small walk-up taco stand. Now you can't go anywhere in California on the coast, any beach, and not see a taco truck. Some of them are beer battered. It's yummy stuff, actually.
Oh, tacos are amazing. And now I don't know if you've been seeing those walking tacos where it's basically one of those little small bags of chips. And then you fill a bunch of stuff in it and eat it with a fork.
Really?
So if you're out and about doing different things and trying not to be messy.
Really? All right. Anyway, so there are now taco making appliances even. When did they become U-shaped? Looks like back after the Second World War, the most common type of taco was, you know, this is in a cookbook anyway, was something that was made, it was a crispy thing they made. They must have to, when they cook it, there's something, what makes it shape? What makes it the corn?
Because most tacos and what they originally were the flour tortilla shells or the soft shells, and it's just a circle, and that's kind of like how you pick it up. It becomes that shape, or if you rolled it. But the U.S. was like, let's make hard shell tacos.
There we go. Okay. So there it is. Taco Day. Fish Taco Day, enjoy one of them, all right? Taco Bell, when did that start? 1964, I think. An old police officer.
Oh, that was when it was first franchised.
Taco Bell, yeah, okay. Yum, yum, yum. Recall of the day today, packets of whole grain Basmati rice. What's that? I don't know what kind of rice that is. Where is that? What's
well,
that kind of?
There were no U.S. Food recalls that we haven't already touched, so this is in France.
So we're doing one in France? Nice job, Jay.
I felt very obligated to throw in
have some kind of rice. Yeah.
We went, okay. We're going to France for this one. But the reason I picked this is because there's a banned pesticide that's being found in this, which you are a big advocate and always talking about. The dangers of pesticides and a lot of things that are found in our food here.
Yep, and there's a problem all over the world, thanks to Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and DuPont and all the other drug. These are people that are actually involved in the drug business, but they don't sell it that way. Here's a proposal from the FDA, the food and druggies that are federal, significant limits on levels of lead in processed baby food. Why the hell is there any lead in...
That was my thought, too. Why is any lead? Yeah. And they could reduce exposure to the contamination by as much as 27%.
Why is there any lead? Hey, hello? Do you look at the label when you buy this stuff? If you see... How do they put it? The stuff is sold in jars, right? The pouches, the tubs, the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who is selling stuff like that for babies and children under two. There shouldn't be any lead in any of the fruits, the veggies, the yogurt.
There's already so much of a lead hazard just based on the homes we live in because of when they were built. If you have a home built, prior to the late 90s, I think, or maybe the early 90s?
The stuff built after the war.
Especially in the 50s, yeah.
Yeah, right, 50s. So the FDA says new limits could lead to processed baby foods being cut by 24 to 27. This makes no sense to me. Lead causes brain damage and lots of other problems. It's like, if you're exposed to other things that were not known to be a problem, carcinogens early on, asbestos is another example of what leads to neurological problems. Learning disabilities, we got all kinds of trouble with those things in our country today. I think this is disgusting, frankly.
It
really is disgusting. It's in there in the first place, and they're not really doing much about it, in the sense that they ban lots of other stuff that doesn't seem to make any sense at all. I remember when they took the lead out of gasoline. I used to love to smell gasoline. But it had the lead in it. Now the expression, get the lead out. And it takes on new meaning here. So, anyway, be careful what you're buying when it comes to processed baby foods. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.